So he's given a speech when he's in the United States, and he's shaking his fist in the air, if you can imagine that, and he's condemning the violence in the United States, and this is what he says. Someone is responsible, and it is necessary to ask who. Brothers and sisters, it's clear in the spirit of prophecy that there's going to come a time period where the papacy and the Protestants that are supporting the papacy are going to look at the things that are going on in the world, the judgments of God, and what they're going to do is lead out in a cry saying, you know, someone's responsible for these problems, and they'll be shaking their fist in the air, and they're going to say, it's important for us to understand who it is. And who do you suppose it's going to be that's causing all these problems? Well, this attitude is already being openly demonstrated about the violence in the United States, and you have to factor into this, this is the papacy in Protestant America with this attitude being expressed. And the Protestant magazines and newspapers just put it in like it doesn't mean anything. After all, he is the strong moral voice in the world, the leading moral authority. Now, this goes way back, but this is talking about the influence that the papacy had with setting up the European Common Market. This is real old, and it even discusses Sunday legislation in this article. And then I have here a couple copies of the European Ecumenical Charter. And this is a printout from a website that described here this year when your queen visited the Pope in the Vatican. And we were talking last night about the British Commonwealth. We didn't arrive at how many countries exactly are in the Commonwealth, whether it's 52 or 56, somewhere in that ballpark. And I think I forgot to identify the significance of that. When the head of the Anglican Church and also the Queen visits the Vatican, and she is wearing black, and it plainly says this in this article, that in Vatican protocol, when a leader of a country visits the Pope and they're wearing black, by Vatican protocol and royal protocol, which your queen understands, that means that she is in submission to the Pope. And we read last night where the head of the Anglican Church has already selected the Pope as the leader of a world church, if that time should arrive, and it will arrive based on Bible prophecy. So what that means is, whether you realize it or not, the religious authority over the British Commonwealth has already been turned over to the Pope of Rome.